should we do with the hot stuff hour? What should we do with the hot stuff hour? Should we do with the hot stuff hour? I like it in the morning. First, my brother has a cleft chin. The fuck's a cleft chin? Is it one of those bum Steve Davis bum chins? I just thought you got that through overusage of the snooker cue on chin area. I'm often fascinated by people who say...
Who is number one?
You are number six.
And as number six, I'll love a hot half hour and you won't stop me.
People, I'm shocked. Stop what you're doing. Something's gone terribly wrong in the world. I've just heard that Tom Cruise is playing a Nazi. No, Tom, not Tom. Not my Tom. He's a good guy. Come on. He's not a Nazi, for God's sake. Look at his face. Look at it. Tom would rather kill himself than be a Nazi.
What?
Oh, he's a good Nazi. Oh, hey, good old Tom. You've got a right bloody prat here.
I pretended to slip on a bit of ice, kicked her in. There she is there. She broke the ice into the water, thrashing around. Sound like a seagull. I went, you sound like a seagull. Heart attacks they have on soap operas. Gotta put your arm up to the air and...
Have puppets shagging each other. Well, one day Roger Red Hat had a throbbing purple penis. Percy the purple penis. Oh, what's this? He's going to put it up Jane's furry chuff. Oh no, wait, Roger. Don't forget to put Rubber Johnny on first. I don't know, tyres are not a big fan of because they're high with the squidginess factor. They've hit very high on the squidgeometer. In fact, the squidginess of them is just, it's evil. You can't trust them. I wouldn't trust a tomato. I wouldn't trust anyone that squidgy. Tomatoes, fat people, very squidgy. Don't trust them. Kingo! Cunt! You stupid cunt!
I realise my little Hosky lovers out there, but Hosk hasn't, he's been away. He's turned his back upon you. What a bastard. Ah, oh, where's the loyalty? Well, I was busy doing other stuff. None of it any interesting, really. I've been away, I know, I'm the first to admit it. I'll just admit it then. You didn't admit it, you couldn't admit it. So, anyway, I got an inkling this week to write a bit of comedy. And then I also thought that I've got many things already recorded which I would like to let out of the bag. In fact, some of the funniest stuff I ever released, for some illogical reason, I thought I'd put them all together. So we've got coming up the sex issue, the single Hosk issue, the religious issue, the holiday issue. There's some tasty little spectaculars coming your way, people. So just sit tight. It won't be every week, but it may be every 2 weeks, every month. There'll be a little present for you. If you would like to see my current ramblings, I'll put a link on this little site for you. But it's the Hosk blogspot or something like that. I thought maybe I'll put some little comedy things in there which occur to me, which I will then put in the blog. If you don't wait for the podcast, go and have a little visit of them there. Welcome back, people. Welcome back.
Crab knobs, fucking bastards. Fucking fuck. Dick. Fucking frogging. Bumming, pooing, shitting, piss bollocks, fanny, twat. Dick. Nope. Crap. Quibs, chuck. Bomb her womb, baggers. Piss off, fuck dick, waddy, sluts, bastards. Shit, ass. Nope. Twat. Fucking shit. Fucking what the fuck? Crap. Fucking shit, crap, fuck's sake, fucking showers of shit, G.I. fucking Jane, crap of the crap, fucking tits, knobs, fannies, cunt, penis, bollocks, fannies, swear, hairy ass cracks, fucking load of shit, fucking load of bullshit, fucking load of shit, bullshit, fucking hell, bastards, fuck, yep, what a cunt.
X, these are just a quick burst, quick fire, ready money round. My fancy is to go to bed with two women, but I'm not sure my girlfriend's up for it. How do I find two women who are into threesomes? Whoa, the age-old question, eh? There he is, his girlfriend, selfishly not wanting to, you know, enter into the threesome. God. I reckon she should come back and say, yeah, I have a threesome. Here's, I met this bloke, Dave. Whoa, what? Deirdre's advice is, only if you don't mind losing your girlfriend and ending up lonely. Another one, can my boyfriend really care about me if he two times me and sleeps with someone else when we've only just got back together again? Do you really need to text Deirdre that one, do you think? You can't, I reckon you must know the answer already.
No Christmas for the Jehovah's Witness.
All the Catholics and Baptists get gifts.
No Christmas for the Jehovah's Witness.
So how come
Rockstar Power don't get shit?
Times before supermarkets. Imagine that place when we couldn't have strawberries and hot cross buns all year. And there are certain things, obviously, like some of the spices and other stuff that weren't here. And so we sent the dudes out and they brought the stuff back and it's like, woohoo, what have you got? Can you imagine, though, the bloke goes away, comes back, what have you got? Well, I think you're going to be impressed. Ta-da! What is it? They call it the sprout. Okay. How do we cook? We boil it. Things that we boil don't usually taste quite... Oh, wait till you get out of this heavenly delight. Alright, you've talked me into it. Go on then, let's just have a whole plate of sprouts, just sprouts. At this point he thought, we used probably potatoes and some meat. He hasn't brought back potatoes yet, we have not been invented. Just some meat then. Oh, so then, huge plate of sprouts. And then the queen, whatever, got... Oh, here we go. Should I cut it or... Oh, I can't wait, I'm just going to put it all in. Strong flavour, isn't it? Not really what I was after. I would have been quite happy if you hadn't brought this one back, actually. Yeah, I'm probably going to have this only once a year at Christmas. I don't like it that much. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you've got to sort yourself out. You know, the other one, he brought back chocolate. Fucking chocolate. Some of the people here say it's better than sex. And what have you brought back? Fucking sprout. Some of them are saying that's like, feels like sex with their husbands. he may have got chocolate, but this is very good for you. Keeps cancer away. What is cancer? An incurable disease. Did you bring that back, did you? No. It's just good for you. Colourful things are good. Doesn't... Some might say it's not as good as chocolate. I see your point. Well, his crew did all get eaten. It was worth it. What should we do with the hot half hour? What should we do with the hot half hour? What should we do with the hot half hour? I like it in the morning.
News nugget. Sonic screwdriver.
I read today, it's got, made me laugh on the BBC, that the man who invented the sonic screwdriver is trying to sue the BBC for some royalties. Now, I have a problem with this. When he said he invented the sonic screwdriver, he invented a flashing screwdriver with flashing lights on it, which could magically fix any fucking thing it goes near. But he didn't actually make it, he just made up the idea, the name. They call it magic screwdriver. It's not the same as inventing something bloody actually exists, like a hammer or something. I invent them all, the sonic hammer. Everything I bang gets fixed instantly. So I've invented that. Okay, now no one else can use the sonic hammer. Come on. Come on, Sonny. You invent something real, then you come back to me with your bloody cry stories, right? You can stick this sonic screwdriver up your ass.
Killer clowns from outer space. Holy shit.
Well, that isn't as funny as this.
Say that it's illegal to do the Nazi salute and goose step in Germany. Eh? Wonder if there's any things like that illegal in England. Probably not. Should be illegal to tell old boring war stories. That'd be good.
David Bowie!
You get hit the bog of eternal stench.
David Bowie!
Little Labyrinth reference for you there.
With David Bowie!
Leaping around in tight trouser things.
David Bowie!
Walking, and then this woman come up with a little dog on the lead, or a fairly big dog actually, and so I put my hand up, said, excuse me miss, put my hand down for the dog to have a sniff, and she goes, oh, he thinks everyone's his friend. And I thought, oh, that's lovely. Then the bastard dribbled on me, on my trousers. And I thought, well, if that's the way he treats his bloody friends, and how are we friends? I've hardly even met. I don't even know his name. And that's the kind of rule. You don't dribble on people if you don't know their name. Because you're not friends yet. And you shouldn't be dribbling on strangers. You stick to that rule and you won't go far wrong in life.
Oh, yeah, more.
How come wet dreams are good, but wet farts are bad? Hey, English language is a... it's a tricky beast. It's a cruel master. 1 minute wet good, wet ladies, they're good. Wet fart, bad, bad, bad. You know, you just can't win, can you?
Hey, hey, cock knob cheese of a... hey, junky horse nibbler. Hey, nah.
The years. The hell does that actually mean? It makes people sound like bananas, or kind of like the person is a big penis and the years are a foreskin and you have to roll it back. But how does that make you... younger? Well, everyone knows the older you get, the more foreskin you accumulate. Oh dear. Been a long day at work. Goodbye.
I need more cheese.
Up the cheese factor.
Up.
But that's boggling of the mind, because you can't get any more cheesy than cheese.
I need more cheese.
This is it. This is a live show. I'm not joking. This is the music. On the big fat woman on the stage. Jeff versus Sasha Twain. This is the music!
Instead of glasses of pupils, they found only
husks half out.
Alright, Five Live have been taking the piss out of Korean news for about fucking hour and a half now, because their lead story was about biscuits and increased biscuit production from a factory. And then now they've had a look into it after having quite a good old chuckle, and there's a food shortage in bloody Korea. And early this year, China sent like 6 million biscuits to help ease the food shortage. And then someone texted and said, well, do you not think like eating and, you know, not starving and all that is a bit more important than celebrity? Like the fact that you're bloody leading with something stupid about Jordan or something like that. You're like, perhaps we're not as fucking clever as we are, you smug bastard, Nicky Campbell.
Just didn't quite get his leg over.
Eggers, do stop it. Keep us. Eggers, for goodness sake, stop it.
Yes, Lawrence, like, suit me well.
He hit a four over the wicketkeeper's head, and he was out for the tough.
Listen to this clip of half hour.
Well, Jesus Christ, our saviour, saved us from what? I don't know. What happened if he didn't come? Same as normal. Less Christians. Well, there you go. I saw an advert for him. It said, Jesus is the same yesterday as he is today and forever. He thought, what the hell does that mean? Complete nonsense. But at the bottom, beautiful, it said, you can trust him. Sounds like the kind of advert you'd have for a plumber. So, ring me today. You can trust me to do a good job. That's it, that's what he's saying. You can trust me to save your soul. Ridiculous. It works, you know, I signed up.
Oh, all over his head, look at that, me. That. Je probeert dan terug je troek op te vinden. Plus het feit, als je met seks omgaat, is het... Is het niet alleen het fysieke dat telt, maar ook soms het lieve woordje.
Oh, ze bloemen zelf op het bloemen. Nou, we hebben een clip of als ik zelf aan was.
Here's a question for you. Do you ever get jealous of dogs sniffing each other's asses? Because if you do, you should ask them. I'm sure they'll let you. Hey! No, but sometimes I look at them and their dogs are sniffing each other. Well, firstly, they get to sniff the bass and then the other bits. Well, actually, I wouldn't really want to go sniffing girls' asses or their bits. Even though it means you could put your nose in there, but the bits, not the ass. But it's not that I get to look, but they just seem to enjoy it so much, you know? They get real enjoyment out of that. You know, that kind of really perks them up. You know, everything...
There's not many things I smell where I get that much enjoyment out of it. Probably the closest thing is a bacon sandwich. When you smell those bad boys, it's like, mmm. So you have to be really hungry, really. Hungry for smells. You know, but fair play to the dogs. If they can get a lot of enjoyment out of sniffing each other's arses, good on them. They probably look at us and think, I wish we could eat any food we wanted. In fact, most dogs look at their owners and think, why the fuck have you chopped my bits off, you bastard? Hey, what the... I'm the man's best friend? Oh, yeah, right, you chop off my fucking knob off! Get me done! My usefulness on this planet is over, thanks to you. And I'm your best fucking friend here, buddy boy, eh? What are you doing? What do you do to your enemies? Turn their arse inside out, eh? Good God. Yeah, but you have to wonder what aliens would think if they heard that a transmission of this is man's best friend, then taking him down to the doctors, having him neutered. I just think, whoa, shall we befriend the humans? I'm voting against now, after watching that episode. Yep, I think I'm quite happy not knowing them. But wait, our presence has already been known to many weird-looking local people in small towns. Yeah, well, who the fuck's gonna believe them? Look at them. Half of them are making crop circles themselves. They're a bunch of loons. Let's go. Let's try the other planet. Mars. Come on.
The elephant says, here's a news nugget.
Nugget!
The title of this one's pretty good. Needle removed from bum after 31 years. You just think, why didn't you move it earlier, lad? And what were you doing with the needle up your bum? A Chinese pensioner can finally sit in comfort after doctors removed a broken syringe needle which had been stuck in his bum for 31 years. The needle was left in his rear by, in quotes, amateurish doctor in 1978. Now that is amateurish, isn't it? You don't expect that when you go to the doctor just to leave a needle in. By the way, it wasn't just like a big syringe hanging out of his bum. Even worse, he said he was sent to a provincial hospital after being hospitalised for 9 days. Oh, a rabbit. Doctors checked me out, but failed to find the broken needle. He always believed the needle was still in his bottom. After 4 or 5 years, he began to feel sharp pains regularly in his rear. Good Lord. So what they'd done, someone injected him up the bum, and then they broke it off in there. Fucking hell. I suppose they broke off a little bit there. But they said they had to... Oh, Jesus, they tried his luck one last time to find the needle, broken needle. They finally found it after 3 hours of surgery. Fucking hell. It must be hard to find a little needle, but fucking hell, you'd think in England, goodness, they'd be suing them.
Hosky's gonna tell you something now.
No, this is all wrong. What I think happened here, right, is someone got to my podcast by searching Curly Whirly on naked breasts, which is impressive. I like that. I've got that search covered then. That route to the podcast in there, that's safe. Random bit of news. You couldn't make it up, department. Rochdale manager Keith Hill has banned arm wrestling on the team's bus after striker Lee Thorpe broke his arm on the way to Saturday's playoff semi-final with Darling. Arm wrestling, see, it's a dangerous sport. So if someone burps out the ridiculous two birds with one stone bullshit, three fish with one stick, shag two birds with one dick, stick that in your pipe, fuckpot.
The Hosk has these notebooks with crazy Hosk thoughts in. I write them down so I don't forget the crazy Hosk thoughts. So I don't forget the crazy Hosk thoughts later. I looked at my notepad the other day and it just said in it, imagine a world where women didn't have breasts. That was it. That's fucking bonkers. It's a hellish world, isn't it?
I'll have a double jingle latte, please. I'm sitting at my desk in a fog of despair. Like a little train chuffing along. Chuff, 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 chuff. And just farting away. We're walking back from the sandwich shop today, and then we saw a dog. And then in the group, there's the pound coin boy, Evans, we've got Costi, and me. And then we saw a dog, and we said, oh, look at that little stately old dog. He was there, just laying down. I said, look at him. Look at his little face. He looked very noble chap, just sitting there, chilling out. It was good. We said, look at them. They're like dogs bring, you know, they're nice old things. They're like humans, but furry. He said, yeah. And then Evans said, oh, well, you know, they're kind of dogs are what we aspire to be, really. They just eat, you know, shag, run around, and sleep. And that's all they've got to do. That's it. That's their lot. And they're happy. Can you blame them? Sounds good. And I said, well, they just seem just like old people. You know, they don't work. They sit around. And you kind of pat them on the head, say, hello, how are you? They say something back. You don't really understand it. I mean, dogs bark, so we obviously don't know. But old people go, meow, meow. You know, but dogs are probably better because they can't bore you with war stories or stories from their childhood when they could leave the door open. Dogs give you none of that. So I say, let's replace old people with dogs. Let's do it. How much more fun would that be? Hey, brilliant. Let's do it. Oh, well, let's just set the dogs on the old people and replace them like that. Then we'll say, well, that's just nature. We'll, like, tie bits of bacon, strips of bacon, and, like, tie it as, like, earrings and, like, tie off their clothes and then set the dogs savage them. We say, oh, that's evolution. Oh, well, see you, old people. Oh, look at the lovely dogs. Woo! It's the future. That's the only way we can get the population down. Dogs attacking old people. It does sound a bit sad when you talk about with such glee going into a bar with arcade machines and foosball and pool tables.
Potholes. Potholes are scary for the society. Kind of freaks me out a little bit where one part of the road can just get worn much more than the rest of it. I mean, you're looking at quite a big road, but yet one little part would be continuously hit over and over and over and over. How does that occur? How does that happen? How does that bit waste away farther than all the rest? There must be some kind of force, unseen, like a little black hole somewhere in there that's pulling forces towards it. What if that force got out? Turned to other things? We're looking. It could go supernova on roads, man. This is deadly stuff. And what's more, they're fucking annoying. Chonk, bonk. It's so big. It's gonna be one day, it's just gonna be one, the end of the world will happen through one pothole, just slowly getting bigger and bigger, and slowly it'll consume the little town it's in, then go on to the city, then one country, and just keep growing and growing, till it's just the whole world is one big pothole. We're all in there at the bottom, just trying to crawl out. It's a nightmare vision, I think it is. Potholes. Nightmare vision.
It does sound a bit sad when you talk about with such glee going into a bar with arcade machines and foosball and pool tables. Just came off the football pitch and we're all walking back after the match to our cars, whatever. And this bloke walks by smiling. He goes, here they are. Here are the soldiers. Cheer up, lads. World War III's over. I thought it was a nice little touch. Because that's what football is. A bloody war. A swordsman such as me. That made her go, and leap out the bed. About to make sweet love to the missus. That made her go, and leap out the bed. I go through a vigorous warm-up. A few star jumps, stretches. That made her go, and leap out the bed. You know, you want to hit the ground running. Oh, God. Made her go, and leap out the bed.
Whoa, whoa, yeah. We can rule the world.
Hey, Gary.
We can rule the world.
Now, take that. We all love take that, don't we? Come on now. Little chubby Gary and the nice little one and the other two. Yeah, we love it. We love them. We love take that. Mark. No, Mark, the little one. Jason, pick up JC boy. Anyway, we love take that. And they've come back and we're like, yeah, go on, boys. You released your nice little mum and dad pop. That's fine. Better than all the shit in the charts. We're cool with that. But it's this song in particular. It's just, you see the blokes, Gary, you know, doing everything, writing the songs, little Mark singing again, looking cute, you know, that's all right. And then the other two, and it's watching this one, this listening to this song, and the whole thing they do is they kind of shuffle around for a bit, and then they just go, we can rule the world! And that's it, and they're getting paid like a load of money, and you just think, fucking hell, I would really like to be in Take That. I could do that! I could do that bit! Sign me up, Gary! Sign me up! But not begrudge them their success, they did have to put up with the fat little monkey-faced twat Williams for quite a while. So, you know, they've earned it.
Where did that accent come from?
Yes, indeed, sir.
You're get fucking
the fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my hand.
And here is... Are the Muck-Ups. Now if you want to send something funny to Hosks Half Hour, well bloody do it then! HosksHalfHour@gmail.com, you little slags. Go on, send something in!
And then...
Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You know, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed.
Yeah,
brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among five mouths.
Oh, yes,
share it, share the wealth.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Oh, Lordy B.
Right, that's all.